From Kawinda, speaking on item 12. So if you want to come up here, Ben, and...
My name is Leanne Redfern. My address is River Road, Coonabarabran, and I am the CEO of Kawinda Coonabarabran. I'm here to appeal to you as councillors to reconsider the matter of water and trade waste charges levied on Kawinda as discussed at council's last meeting. I would like to take the opportunity to summarise the facts around this matter and provide councillors with some clarity around Kawinda's current situation. Kawinda has agreed that we have no choice but to accept the water usage quantities that are the basis of the water charges applied in 2019, dating back to 2015, and reluctantly accepts liability for payment of these charges. However, we know that the reason for this debt having accumulated is because of Council's failure to provide to properly read the meters over a long period, and we then claim a failure to follow Council procedures to give proper notice to Kawinda about a metering problem. The sale of the current debt places an undue financial burden on Kawinda, and we seek a payment plan over a longer time frame than that recently offered by the General Manager. Regarding the liquid trade waste charges, Kawinda does not accept that these charges are fair and reasonable. We seek Council's consideration to waiving the trade waste charges based on the following factors. Firstly, a genuine belief that the standards being required of town businesses generating high levels of fat and oil waste were unwarranted for Kawinda, whose kitchen operates entirely on a steam-based cooking and has strict plate scraping and pre-rinse procedures to minimise waste going into our drains. Then that there has been unclear, conflicting and delayed instructions from Council over a period of time dating back to 2014 to address this matter. Council were not charging Kawinda the Category 2 waste trade waste discharger fee, so we assumed that there was no charge to us pending our ability to achieve compliance. It was only when Council invoiced us for the years of unread water meterage in May 2019 that the trade waste fee started to show up on our account, and we then began to question Council. That originally Kawinda planned to address the issues with the installation of a grease arrester in 2016, but owing to the blowout in costs of the nursing home refurbishment, the kitchen and laundry upgrades had to be put on hold. That Kawinda was then successful in obtaining another grant in 2021 to renovate the kitchen and laundry. The upgrade will commence shortly, and we have asked the contractor to prioritise the installation of the grease arrester, which would make us compliant. And there is no doubt that these charges will cause Kawinda significant financial hardship. In support of our claim of financial hardship, I want to give councillors a brief summary of how we operate. A registered charity, a community-owned, not-for-profit organisation, governed by a community-elected board of directors who all serve on a voluntary basis. The board has a strong resolve to maintain Kawinda's unique status as a community-owned, not-for-profit local aged care provider and remain viable well into the future. Kawinda derives most of its income from federal government funding. The level of funding from the government is based on the residents' assessed care needs and their financial situation. Unlike for-profit providers or other businesses, we have no opportunity to pass on additional fees to top up our income. Through strong governance, Kawinda has been relatively successful over the years to manage this balancing act between income and the costs associated with providing care to our residents. When we do encounter unexpected costs, like these unplanned expenses from council, we rely on our reserves, which have been severely depleted due to the years of low interest rates and the costs involved in refurbishing our old buildings. It is not overstating the reality that if Kawinda were hit with further unexpected costs, we will move quickly into a financial loss situation. The board will then need to consider our options. In conclusion, I implore you to resolve to agree to a payment plan with no interest for the water charges extending to June 2026 to minimise the impact on our financials. I also implore that you agree to resolve to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full with the knowledge that we are attending to this matter in the current upgrade. Thank you for your attention, and I can take questions if you have any.
Thanks, Leanne. Councillors, any questions for Leanne? That was pretty self-explanatory and very, very well put across. Move into the meeting agenda items now, councillors, and we'll begin with the acknowledgement of country, which Councillor Coppock is going to help us with this month.
Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which this meeting is held and pays its respect to elders both past and present and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present.
Thanks, Councillor. So just let everyone know that the meeting is being recorded and broadcast. I ask that you turn off your mobile phones. We will be enforcing the donation to a charity of the Mayor's choice if your phone rings while the meeting's on. Mr. General Manager, do we have any apologies or leaves of absence?
No apologies, Mr. Mayor, but we do have two councillors who are joining us by video link tonight, Councillor Brady and Councillor Todd.
Thanks for that, Mr. General Manager. So could we have a confirmation of the minutes from our last meeting, the 19th of May? We have a move and a second to Councillor Newton. Councillor Ryan Flesh. I'll just put that housekeeping thing. Everyone in favour? Carried. Councillor Brady, thank you for that. Unanimously, Mr. General Manager. So do we have any disclosure of interest tonight? Pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary conflicts of interest? And for you, Mr. General Manager, item 12, which is the Cowinda Trade Waste. Recently removed myself from the board, nothing to do with this, of course, but I was on the board while these items were in action, so I think I'll hand over to the deputy to run that item 12. First item is the Mayor's Log of Activities, kilometres, travel and expenses from the 7th of May to the 7th of June. I can move that if I could get a seconder somewhere. Councillor Hogden, thank you for that. Queries or questions, I'll just move through these ones. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Take that one off. Item 2 is the Councillor's Monthly Travel Claims. We get a move in a second. Councillor Iannuzzi, Councillor Newton. All pretty straightforward, so I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried. Our next item 3, the minutes of the Country Mayor's meeting. So I could move that one, perhaps. Can I get a seconder? Councillor Coppock. Any queries or questions on that one, councillors? EA for help with this item. There's one thing that I did leave out of here that we'll all be interested in, particularly I'm thinking councillors Coppock and Ryan Flesh, that at this Country Mayor's meeting, we had Linda Scott, who's the President of the Australian Local Government Association. She's a councillor on the Sydney City Council. Ran as the Labor candidate for Lord Mayor last council elections. And she was able to pass on the welcome news that there'll be around 4 of the local roads and community infrastructure coming up from the new government in time. And I think the previous government had planned a $500 million program, which was something we'd get something similar to the money we got last time, and it's going to be upped by $250 million. So there's a little bit more money in the pot, so that's something coming down the road that we'll be able to make good use of. The other bit of news that was in there from Country Mayors was the Minister for Lands, the State Minister for Lands. We've got this Reservoir Street moving forward with the subdivision up here in Coonabarabran. Well, we've got a minister who's keen to see any Crown lands that are around the state developed for affordable housing. So if there's anything that we can identify in any of our other towns around, they're keen to work with councils. And indeed, if there's a land claim on that Crown land, work with the local land councils to get a good outcome that can suit everyone and get some affordable housing going. So I just ask you as councillors if you could identify anything in your neck of the woods that might be of use, and we'll work towards that. So, without that, we've got moved and seconded. I'll just put that item. All those in favour? Recommendation carried unanimously. Our next item, item four, is the minutes of the Coonabarabran Town Beautification Committee. Thinking Councillor Brady's going to move that. Thank you. Councillor Holcomb to second it. So I'll write that down. Brady. And congratulate you, Councillor Brady, on your being made the committee chairperson. Yeah, thumbs up, very good. Any questions or comments on this item, councillors, especially from you, Councillor Brady? I'll put the recommendation there on page 14. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item, item five, the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 10th of May. Give me a second for this, please. Councillor Reinflesh, thank you. Councillor Kopke. Anything discussed needs to be discussed further on this item, councillors? No? Right, I think. Well, I'll put the recommendation there on page 16. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item six, the minutes of the Coonabarabran Swimming Pool Advisory Committee. I'm going to move in a second. Reinflesh. And I'll congratulate you on being elected the chairman of that committee. I'll note your long and deep interest in the sport of swimming for young people and the benefits it brings. So I think you'll bring a wealth of personal knowledge to that, which is going to be good. So we get the seconder. Councillor Hogden. Pretty straightforward. There's a recommendation there on page 18. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. The next item, the minutes of the Coonabarabran Sporting Advisory Committee. Brady's going to move that. Thank you. And seconder, Councillor Newton. And Councillor Brady, once again, congratulations on being elected the committee chairperson. That's good. Any comments on this item? Well, I had one query, whether it's for you, Councillor Brady, or Mr. Murphy might be able to help me with it. It just says the program has $585,000 from local roads and community infrastructure for the construction of women's only change rooms and storage as discussed. Is it women's only or some more change rooms that women can use depending on what's down there? You know, I don't know that we need women's. You know, we might have all four of them being used by women some days and we might need all four used by men other days, I would have thought, depending on what the sport is. Or two and two. Does it matter? Any thoughts on that, Councillor Brady?
No, well, I think priorities of women, but I think, yeah, obviously if there's no women, I think that, yeah, obviously it's a unisex facility.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, no, that was only the query there. I had some other queries about the renovations at the existing stuff down there, but Mr. Murphy's been very helpful in that regard. So, anyway, if there's no other questions, I'll put the recommendation on page 20. All those in favour? Our next item, the minutes of the Economic Development and Tourism Advisory Committee meeting, 16th of June. Move in a seconder. Councillor Newton, Councillor Ryan Flesh. Any comments? I've got two, if nobody's got some. I'm just wondering, with the recommendation there on page 23, councillors, and with our movers and seconders, Councillor Newton and Councillor Ryan Flesh, with your approval, point number two, it's got notes of the Mayor's acceptance of the events and allocations for the applied under the Community Events Program as per the attachment provided with the minutes. And it's got, and any unallocated funds going towards Mindoran's Town Festival or Coonabarabran's Music Festival. Could we just pop in there before Mindoran if we had, say, $2,000 for an event at Leadville? If things that are on the list don't get through because of something or other, if we could see our way clear to put Leadville in there, and then after that it drops right down to Mindoran's Town Festival after any extra after that. Oh, I know we can cascade on through there if you like, but I'm thinking that'll do. Councillor Newton?
Without trying to overcomplicate it, would it then be unfair to involve Bugledye and Pearly War and...
Well, you might see it that way, yeah. They've got a pretty active hall committee down there. We, you know, council put... one of these grant programs in the recent years allocated $450,000 towards
$490 something.
It's a fair bit of money. For, you know.
We don't want to complicate it because these allocations have to be has to be processed within a time frame. So.
Well, look, I'm in your hands, councillors. If you think we don't need overcomplicated, we can, Councillor Ryanflesh, we can leave it there.
So Leadville has approached the Shire in regards to theirs. They didn't have a representative from Leadville or Dunedoo at the meeting and weren't quite aware of that's where it was going, and they're just seeking $1,900, which they've already put paperwork and everything. So Joe is quite aware of it, and they were hoping if there was something that wasn't allocated it could go to them. So it is in the process already.
So, yes, yeah, so Councillor Newton, you moved it. You're not happy for that to be
given? I'm happy with
happy
that.
Happy with that? Right. We did that. And the other one, so the supports town entry signage consultation with councils' communities. I'm sure that's going to be the land councils will be in there, because I think when we have new town signs, it would be good to have Home of the Gamilaroi or Home of the Wiradjuri on the sign as well.
Fuller Development Group did put in some pictures of signs to the council in regards to the new signs, and it did include the Aboriginal name on it.
All right. Thank you for that. Anything further? I'll put that recommendation as tweaked. All those in favour? Carry. Next item, item 9, Robertson Oval Building Project and Advisory Committee meeting 25th of May, and Councillor Hogan, I'm thinking you might move this since you're the new chairman. Congratulations for taking up the reins there. It's a good project. Yeah. Now we get a seconder. Councillor Ryanflesh. So anything we need to be made more aware of?
Just on it, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to congratulate the existing committee on... At the minute, it's just been completed with a few final touch-ups to go, but it works well. So the town's very happy and...
That's a good story. All right, well, if there's nothing further then, I'll put the... I'll put the recommendations here on page 25. All those in favour? Next item 10, the determination of the Local Government Remuneration Tribunal, annual report and determination. Well, I might move this and say that since Warrumbungle's always in the past applied the maximum, that we do that this time for the councillors and the mayor. If I can get a seconder. Welcome. Any discussion or comment on this item? That recommendation, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 11 is the meeting schedule for the meeting council meetings going forward. Bit of housekeeping. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Holcomb, Councillor Newton. Any comments on this item? Councillor Ryanflesh.
When the audio and recording can be done in Cooler, will that be before December?
We'll be bringing back a report to Council on what's happened and whether Council wants to make the decision to go down there, because there's going to have to be an outlay of money. I just don't know how much that money is at this stage.
So, Mr. General Manager, we're talking about this item this morning. You're telling me about Narrabri?
Yeah, it's my understanding that Narrabri only records their meeting audio-wise. There's no video, and then puts that up on the internet after the meeting.
So, Councillor Ryanflesh, in the interim, while we're sorting out the video, we'll get the report, but would it be a stopgap measure while the full bells and whistles is sorted out? If it was just audio, would that be preferable to you to go back to the...
set for the next 6 months and then suddenly we've spent the money?
I think we could change. We'll change pretty promptly if we get a suitable system that works down there. I don't think it's a big... It's not turning the Titanic around to pack us all up and alternate again. I don't think that won't take much doing. But we could investigate that in the interim, Mr. General Manager, if that's acceptable.
If Council wanted to, I think we can actually do it in the interim. Maybe not. Just got a friend.
Well, we'll get a report on that, and we'll, as soon as the technology allows, whether it's full noise or full bells and whistles, we'll go back to our long-standing practice of alternating. Righto, so we've got a mover and a seconder. We'll just put that recommendation, all those in favour. Carried unanimously. The next item of business, I might hand it over to you, Mr. Deputy.
Item 12, Cooinda Coonabarabran Liquid Trade Waste Charges. Now, this is quite a substantial item. There's a lot of material there. And whilst we've got a recommendation, we've already heard from the manager of Cooinda, the CEO, Mrs. Redfern, that they seek some variations to that recommendation. Also, there's a couple of housekeeping points that I'd like to direct to the General Manager, just so we're clear on everything. Mr. General Manager, the two councillors who are attending via video, do they have voting rights?
Given yes.
Okay, so they are able to vote?
Yep.
And also, given that one of the attachments is commercial in confidence and confidential, does that require us to go into closed council?
No, just recognises a confidential matter.
All councillors happy with those points? All right, so I draw your attention to item 12 and all the different components to it in the business paper, as well as a number of attachments, including the attachment in the confidential part of the business paper. Anybody like to move a motion or an amendment or make a procedural motion? Does anybody want to start the debate and the discussion? Councillor Holcombe.
I think we should go with putting a payment plan in place to 2026 with no interest.
That's for the water.
Water.
Which is not officially part of this item, so you want to do something about the water?
Okay, I'll go the other way.
No. That's fine. It's just we'll need a motion or something.
I move a motion for that.
Not on our agenda, though. So we would.
So I can't do that.
So we would need to. What you would need to do there is. Getting advice from the General Manager as we go here. You would need to rescind the previous motion of council, and then put forward the previous resolution of council rather, and then you'd have to put forward a motion to the effect that you want to change the payment plan and the conditions of the payment plan of the water, because the last time we had different parts to our resolution, one to do with the water and one to do with the trade waste. However, if you want to do a rescission motion, it may be best to consider formalising that rescission motion, putting an alternative motion, and then you can put it to the next council meeting or to a special meeting, because we have 3 months to do that for a rescission motion. So if that's your intention, and given that that's not on the business paper, and given that the Mayor's not here to consider how the business paper gets put together, I don't see that there'd be any need to necessarily have to do that tonight. Of course, we could consider it, but I don't think it's going to change anything dramatically if that's what you're intending to do. We could come to an arrangement with Cowinda. You could put your rescission motion, see what council votes, and then put an alternative motion with a different payment plan or something like that. I know it sounds all technical, but we have to follow the rules.
Okay, now I'll go to Liquid Trade Waste then.
So I'm happy for others to make a comment on the water, even though we may not necessarily vote on it. I think given we've had a submission at the public forum, and given that this is a point of some interest that relates to the liquid trade waste, does anybody else want to comment on the water? Keeping in mind that the best way forward would be to consider a rescission motion and a different motion if that's what we decide. No other comments on the water? No? Okay. So, Councillor Holcombe, are you happy to go back on the water and come back to the next council meeting on that point? I think it'll be cleaner, and it gives the Mayor a chance to contribute to the formulation of that motion and the business paper and how council approaches that. Okay, he won't be able to vote on it, but I think it's still within his remit to consider the business paper and what's coming into the meeting. Someone can stop you from putting a rescission motion. He can't stop you from doing that, as long as your rescission motion is legal. So I think about how you want to phrase that rescission motion and your alternative motion, and then maybe that can be voted on at the next meeting. So we'll move on to...
Yeah, come and see me and I'll help.
Okay. In terms of the liquid trade waste, we need a mover and a seconder of some sort of motion relating to this. We've got a recommendation there that's come from those who compose the business paper. It's a matter now of deciding what we want to do. He's kicking it off. Okay. Hold on.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I still think that some of these fees need to be waived because of the grant that they've received.
That's starting a discussion, but that's not a motion. No. Or we need to move or second. It doesn't mean... Sometimes what councillors do is move something just to get a debate started, and then doesn't mean they necessarily have to vote for it, but it just lets us formalise the discussion. Councillor Kopke?
Yeah, I'd put forward a motion that we not accede to Quinda's request, but consider a 25% reduction. Now, the reason for that is that the point that rings true to me is in relation to issuing charges that are suitable to create a change and a correction, and I think that we've achieved that. I also think that it's been, since 2014, I understand that they've been non-compliant, but over the
last... Let's have a motion first and then you can debate it. So what are you moving?
That we allow a 25% discount, effectively.
So Councillor Kopke is moving that Council not accede to Cowinda Kinabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, but rather... give a 25% discount on the total amount owing, is that what you're saying? So that includes the charge itself plus the penalties, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, on the total amount.
Okay. We have a mover of a motion. Do we have a seconder? Oh, we have a seconder, Councillor Ryan Flesh. So now I can throw open some discussion. And given that you moved to Councillor Kopke, now I'd like you to continue with your discussion.
Well, touching on the idea of the trade waste is in the guidelines is to create that change to bring them into compliance, and I think we've certainly achieved that. Also, they've been non-compliant, my understanding, since 2014 and then had issues since 2020 with contractors and so forth getting the compliance sorted. So for that 8-year period, there's 2 years where they've been making a concerted effort and have come up against hurdles that are beyond their control, hence the 25%.
Anybody else want to comment, or should we put it to Councillor Todd? We can't hear you. You must be on mute. Councillor Todd, you must be on mute. Sorry. Try again. No, we still can't hear you. Now we can hear you. Yes. Yes, now yes. By that, I take it you mean other businesses, is that right, Councillor Todd? Can't hear you again. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Okay. Councillor Brady.
Just a couple of comments, I suppose. I think the talk Councillor Todd said about others, we are dealing with a charity here, a not-for-profit organisation, so I do think we have to take that into consideration. I'm not actually going to agree with the 25%. I do believe that there should be more of a discount. I think they're being tried to be compliant, and as the CEO has stated, you know, there was a bit of lack of communication and things like that. I was like, there's multiple board members from that as well over this issue. And also touching on the water, I know it's a different topic, but again, I really think council owes Quinda an apology for, you know, a formal apology for missing that meter reading and the water, so they do pay, but I do think that we owe Quinda an apology for that water missed readings.
Okay, so are you proposing an amendment to the to what's in front of us, Councillor Brady? And if so, what do you suggest?
I would like at least a 50%.
Well, I don't think the motion can say at least 50%. You need to specify what you mean, and then I can put it to the council here to see whether they're happy to accept that amendment.
To weigh 50% of the charges.
Okay, so you're suggesting 50%. I'll go back to Councillor Kopke and Councillor Ryan Flesh. Are you happy with that amendment, or do you want to stick to your 25%?
I think the 25% is probably reasonable. The amount is because they're a large business and have large amount of trade waste.
Councillor Ryan Flesh, you want to stick to 25%? So at this stage, I don't have any strong feeling about changing that. Does anybody else want to talk to this?
I don't agree to... Sorry.
Councillor Holcomb next, yes.
I don't agree to the 25%. I think it needs to be more like Cody said.
What are you suggesting?
50%.
Councillor Reinflesh?
I just feel there's a lot more not-for-profit organisations across our shire that have obviously come appliant as well, so are we setting a standard then for them to then come back to council and say we're in the same situation?
Mr. General Manager, do we, with respect to that point that Councillor Reinflesh has just put forward, are there, I noticed in the discussion points there is mention of different organisations, some of which are compliant, some of which are not. Do we have any understanding of whether those organisations are not-for-profits or for-profits? Do we have any breakdown of that, or any can you guide us at all?
I can get a breakdown and talk to it if you wish, but I would say to you that the vast majority of those businesses or those organisations which are compliant or non-compliant would be business related of some form. There wouldn't be too many there that are a not-for-profit organisation.
Do any of the councillors around the table, around the room or online know of any not-for-profits who are, apart from Cowinda, who are tied up with this sort of situation? No?
Like...
So, yes, Councillor Brady.
Sorry, just to remind councillors, while we are talking not-for-profits, there are also clubs out there, though, who are, you know, they're not acting for profit per se, but
community organisations.
They're not a charity either,
okay.
Who are affected.
So, So my comment was, we're talking about not-for-profit. Yes, there is a lot of not-for-profits. Quinda is not-for-profit, but is also a registered charity. So not all not-for-profits are charities as well. So they're two totally different things.
Well, so does anyone know of any community organisations who have been adversely affected by this sort of decision? Yes? Can you name some?
I don't know if it's appropriate for me to name them if they're in the same situation.
Okay, fair enough. All right, councillors, so we have a motion here, but we have also got at least a couple of councillors who have suggested an amendment. If Councillor Brady moves that amendment, we could take a seconder for that and debate the amendment and then come back to the original motion if we like. So we've got the Kopkig Rindflesh motion of 25%. We've got comments from Brady for 50% supported by Zoe Holcomb. Councillor Brady, are you wanting to move that as an amendment to see whether you get a seconder or not?
Yes, I'd like to do that. Actually.
Okay, so we have a mover for an amendment for 50%. Do we have a seconder for that? We have a seconder. So does anybody want to talk further about the amendment for 50%? No, in that case, the first vote... Yes, Councillor Brady.
So again, I just want to articulate these. So we have to remember it is extra charges. So it's not actually, something that is used in that. It is extra charge that we've imposed for being non-compliant. Also, I just wanted to say, Quinda is the biggest employer in our shires. We have to remember that as well. And yes, they are a charity and things like that, but they employ a lot of people that are ratepayers, and that's come across loud and clear in correspondence and that as well. Ratepayers, community members as well. So we just have to remember the value of that organisation and their staff. That's all I want to comment.
Okay, so we have a mover and a seconder for the motion that will read, the council not accede to Coinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges. So that's moved by Councillor Brady, seconded by Councillor Holcomb. Does anybody else want to comment on that motion? No? Okay, so Mr. General Manager, just so we're clear, if we vote on this motion and it's voted up, then that becomes the resolution?
No, that then becomes a motion, and Council may then make an alternative amendment. Okay. Or a further amendment at that point.
Okay, so we are simply voting on the amendment at this stage, and then if this vote is in the affirmative, what happens then? We then debate that motion.
No, at that point in time, the council can move a further amendment, or it can just simply put that as the motion. That then becomes the resolution of council.
So if we vote for this amendment and then we vote a second time, it becomes a resolution?
Correct.
Okay. Are we all clear on that? It's getting a bit technical. All right. So this is to vote whether we accept the amendment, and then we can go ahead and debate and vote on the motion itself. Okay. So all in favour of this amendment? 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so those against the amendment? 1, 2, 3. Okay, so that means now we have a motion before council that Cowinda not exceed to Cowinda the council not exceed to Cowinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges. That is moved by Councillor Brady, seconded by Councillor Holcombe. Now we're debating this motion. Now, who wants to talk about this motion? Councillor Newton. Or does somebody, and someone can move to amend this again. That's another option we have. But that amendment could be going more than 50%, less than 50%, not whatever we like. Okay, Councillor Newton.
Over what terms, if this was... Over what terms?
You could suggest an amendment to include that.
If we're debating any discounts, we also need to debate.
You speak into your microphone so we can hear.
Fallback from other businesses who have and haven't complied needs to be taken into consideration as well. I feel for Cowinda under the circumstances, and I agree that there is issues where council is as much to... ...situation is... ...trying to become compliant. They're not. The charges are there. ...remain there into the future. We want Cowinda to remain viable, and however we can help them get to that... ...economically, then we need to do whatever we can to make sure that happens. So if there is a 50% reduction, over what terms would the payment be made? Should that payment be made immediately?
Roger, you've still got the floor. You can keep talking.
We're asked to make discussion on it. I'd like to hear what other people have to say.
And Mr. General Manager, what are our options as council to influence such terms?
Council's free to influence those terms as it sees fit. I do have delegation to enter into arrangements in any case, and would be able to, under my delegations, write off interest, but I would be doing that over the next financial year, because the council policy, I think, is to target getting payments done within the same financial year. We're nearly done with this financial year, so I'll be looking at completing it by the 30th of June 2023.
So what I'm hearing at the moment is that there is some appetite to give a discount. I'm hearing also that we need to think about the terms if we give a discount. And I'm also hearing that council could have handled this matter better, that we are probably needing to give some concession to Cowinda to allow for that. Councillor Holcombe.
If we're going to talk payment terms for this one, it should be the same as the water one. I mean, even though we haven't done the water one, 2026.
So you're suggesting an amendment to the 50% so that there's also a
payment plan
that extends through to
yes.
When in 2026?
June 30, 2026.
So we have, are you putting that forward as an amendment?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Councillor Holcombe's, Councillor Brady, are you agreeable to that? Or do you have other ideas? No, we're having trouble hearing you. Sorry, we can't. No, you're breaking up.
You know, 4 years away. If I do think. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that it's very generous to 2026, that's 4 years away, so I probably, you know, be thinking 2 years, but, you know, if people are happy to support the 50%, I'm happy to go, you know, and support that.
So you're not supporting Councillor Holcombe's amendment, is what I'm hearing, because it's too generous, you're saying? Does anybody want to second the amendment? And does anybody want to talk further or modify the motion to prescribe a term of payment, noting that if we don't, it will rest with the General Manager to come to an arrangement with Gawinda? Councillor Hogdon?
I'd like to modify the motion to payment terms of production with payment within 2 years, 30th of June.
We have a mover of an amendment. Does somebody want to second that? Councillor Todd, you seconding that? Yes, okay. So now we have we will debate the amendment. All in favour of the amendment, or does anyone want to make a comment on that? Councillor Brady, are you commenting or voting?
No, voting.
Okay. Does anyone want to comment before we vote? Yes, Councillor Kopke.
Make comment in relation to the 50%. I think we skipped over that pretty quick. I still think that 50% is quite high.
We haven't voted on that yet. So you can... Okay, but you're commenting on that. That's fine. That's your comment.
Yeah, well,
when we eventually get back to the motion, you can then vote against it if you don't want to vote for it.
My point being that...
Yeah, but you can talk to it now. Yeah,
that's my point being is that we were debating the 50% and now we've added a payment plan. So if you're not in favour of both of those, you should be voting against it. But if you're in favour of either one of them, I think it clouds the water in terms of voting.
And take it. As a general principle, I think that if as a council we put forward motions of this nature, it's very good to not only specify the quantity of money, but also a time, because I've seen cases where council has made resolutions in the past without specifying a time, and that's come back to bite us. So it would be good to put in a time frame. Councillor Newton.
If I may add to that, if it was to be set over 4 years with the amount of money with no... So if there is if it is passed.
Any other comments on the amendment? Okay, so I'll put the amendment to a vote. So we're voting whether to accept the amendment that will now read that council not accede to Gawinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges on a payment plan until 30 June 2024. And we should put interest-free, should we? Okay, I think we'll add interest-free, please, Aaron. On an interest-free payment plan. Okay. All right, so... that council not accede to Gawinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges on an interest-free payment plan until 30 June 2024. That's the amendment we're now voting on. All in favour of the amendment? Two, all against the amendment. Okay, so that means given that we don't support that amendment, we backtrack to a motion that now reads that council not accede to Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges, which means that we aren't specifying any time frame and we aren't specifying any interest free. So we're now debating this again, and we can take a vote, or we can take some debate, and we can take some suggestions of amendments. Councillor Holcombe.
Can we just write in there, maybe to that one, that the GM talks to Cowinda and comes up with a solution to the interest-free and the date timeline?
Well, I don't think we need to do that, because if we move it as it is, what has to happen anyway.
Okay.
But that means that council surrenders its right to set those terms. So if the GM decides that the Cowinda has to pay it straight away, we have to accept that. So I just caution you on...
I did outline a moment ago how I would approach
it. Sorry. He did outline it, but there's no obligation. He could then have a... Yeah. So you've just got to...
Now I'm going to go back and say I want it as up there as 50% till June 2026, June 30, 2026, remembering that Cowinda have agreed... And I know we're not meant to talk about the water. They have agreed to pay the water. So you've got to think about it. It is a massive amount of money.
At this stage, what you're doing is simply discussing. You haven't moved an amendment because you're making a suggested amendment, but then you're talking a lot around it. So we need an amendment that you're suggesting.
I move an amendment that we give Cowinda the 50% discount with a payment plan of June 30, 2026, with no interest charges.
Seconder to that. So this goes back to the four-year plan. So we're still back to the original 50% idea with no time frame and no comment on interest. Just amendments or further the debate, otherwise we will vote and it means that the general manager will have the discretion. Councillor Kopke.
I think the sticking point for me is that interest amount. The discount amount. I think interest-free, I think the payment plan until 2024 is suitable, but I still have an issue with the percent discount.
So and what your options are, Councillor
Cocker? I understand that 25% seems too little to the broader council, 50% I think seems too much, so...
You don't know that until we vote on that.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle is not a motion, so we need a motion.
Well, I'd put forward a motion or amendment to that existing motion that the discount is along the lines of 35%, entering into a payment plan that's interest-free until June 2024.
We have a mover there. Does anybody want to second that? Look. Oh, sorry. Seconder. It's Councillor Ogden. Okay, so we'll put this out to discussion. I'll make a comment from the chair. This is reminding me a bit of where we were last month with this. It's a complex issue, and we've got a live motion, so we'll debate it and deal with it. But it may be fruitful to do what we did last month and maybe even go around the table and get a feel for what each councillor's thinking, which may save us moving and amending things all night long. So if we get a bit of a feel for what people want, we then may get someone putting forward a motion that seems to chart the mood a bit better. Okay, so Councillor Newton.
I'm going to go around the room. I'd like to go first.
Yeah, but we're not. We've still got to deal with this motion first.
Oh, true. In regards to this motion...
So we've got, at the moment we're discussing 35% interest-free on a two-year repayment plan. Okay, Councillor Newton.
I don't agree.
Agree with that? Okay. Because it's too generous and not generous enough? Okay. All right. Any other comments? So we're... Okay. Let's put it to the vote. All in favour of this motion? One?
Can you read the motion again, please?
Yes. That council not accede to Cooinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 35% discount on the total charges on an interest-free payment plan until 30 June 2024. All in favour? One, two. All against? All against, we have six against. One, two, three, four, five, six. Two in favour and six against. Karen, did you get those? All right, so we go back to the drawing board, and what I'm going to do now is look for a bit of a general discussion, as I did last month, and I know it's a little bit different from what we do, but given the political nature and the sensitivity of this topic, may save us another hour of motions and amendments. So, Councillor Hodgkin, what do you think?
I look forward to hearing Councillor Newton's...
So, you're feeling that...
I'm feeling whatever we do, we're going to set a precedent for the rest of our shire.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Do you think that precedent's going to be affecting for-profits, not-for-profits, or everyone? Or
yeah, everyone. It'll affect council's bottom line, obviously, but...
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling some discounts warranted or no discounts
definitely
warranted?
Definitely discount, yeah.
Okay, all right. Councillor Holcomb?
I'm still sitting at the 50% and June...
Long repayment, okay.
Yeah.
Councillor Kopke, you've made it clear that you think it's a bit too generous. Any other thoughts?
I think that's too generous. I think that the 35% is probably quite fair. I think that we, given that they're a charity and a not-for-profit, I think that's quite reasonable to allow that to happen. I also think that we've got to consider that these fees exist and that any discount we give is still going to have to be paid by ratepayers somewhere. So a discount to Cooinda means that it comes from somewhere else.
Councillor Newton?
Question first to the General Manager, if I may. Is Council in a position to make a charitable donation at Councillor's discretion?
Question to be asked. The short answer is yes, at this point in time. But there's always a but. And the but is that Council is looking at a lot of infrastructure in both its water and sewerage. Rate than what the normal inflation has been. So this year, for argument's sake, we're going 15% for water. So we went for a very significant increase in both. Our financial position and also to start preparing for the infrastructure works that we've got coming up. So we've got sewerage works proposed for Barabran, Cooler and Dunedoo. All are going to be very probably be coming back at some point in time and saying to council, you're going to have to increase your charges by more than CPI. Not just because we're doing the works, but it's because of the costs of doing that infrastructure is increasing at a
I take it from what you just said that if we start giving donations, etc., we're going to have to recoup the money for the infrastructure somewhere.
My thoughts on that is a donation or a reduction. Agreed upon a 50% reduction. Haven't complied.
What you're suggesting, Councillor, so what you're suggesting is that one doesn't give any this counter not set a dangerous precedent, and then council can later on consider a donation,
exactly
that it's
I'm
a
saying.
Separate issue.
So my thoughts at the last meeting were this has to be a business decision which is transparent to the rest of the community, all ratepayers, anyone that has interest in Cowinda, the rest of the Shire. This, the bill is the bill, whether it's right or well, it is right, but the circumstances that have been brought forward have neglect from both parties, I believe.
Okay, so Councillor, are we all clear on what Councillor Newton is suggesting there? He's suggesting that another method to not set a precedent is an idea we should consider. Anything else, Councillor Newton?
I would rather take into consideration the issues that have been brought forward, the benefit to the community that Cowinda plays across not just Coonabarra but across the whole Shire and surrounding communities. And I do believe there should be a reduction in the discount in the liquid trade waste. Water is what it is, but it's not going to change. I believe the bill needs to be paid as for what it is. I would rather see a reduction given back as a donation put forward at an amount by councillors, rather than a reduction in this instance that could complicate issues with other businesses who do and don't comply.
Councillor Reinflesh.
I do feel sorry for Cowinda, and I do understand it's a not-for-profit organisation, but I think we will be setting a standard for everyone then to ask for donations or reduce in bills. We certainly can't have towns without businesses, social clubs and medical things as well. And if we're cutting from one, we're taking from another. So I think, you know, if businesses and other organisations get upset that we're giving such a big discount, is it going to affect those businesses and say, well, why are we trying to do the best we can for the towns?
Councillor Brady.
I think those yes sounded pretty loud and clear. I'm still seeing that, you know, 50% and you know, a couple of years to pay it, only because of the weight that this organisation holds in the community and the benefits. And we heard from the CEO, they're not a fat frying business or, a takeaway shop where it's high fats and oils and they're going into our system. They have combi ovens, which are steam ovens, so, you know, there's not that, that trade waste that we're talking about that's, you know, impacting our systems. And I'm still at that 50% in a couple of years to pay it off.
Right, so, yes, Councillor Kopke.
Just in relation to setting a precedent, the precedent we'd be setting is that if you are a charity and a not-for-profit, you can apply for a discount or a review. I don't think we're saying that every business can then apply for a discount or review. I think that's the basis of us saying that they are should be considered for a discount. I don't think we're saying that just because they're a big business, they should get a discount. I think it's that they are a charity and a not-for-profit. I don't think we are setting a dangerous precedent that all other businesses then feel that they have a right to then apply for a discount.
So, the motion before us is that council not accede to Cowinda Coonabarra's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount, and the motion before us doesn't specify anything about a time frame or an interest-free period. That is the motion before us. So we've been around the table. Does anyone have any further debate, any suggestions of further amendments? Or otherwise, I have to put this to the vote. The council not accede to Kawinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full, instead give a 50% discount on the total charges. All right, so this is the last chance, at least for this meeting, to amend, debate further, otherwise we vote. So Councillor Newton, I go back to you for a moment. Your idea was quite different from this. You would need to put a motion if you want that idea to be considered.
And Mr. Mayor, Mr. Deputy Mayor, that would then look very similar to what Council did in relation to...
Another option we have is to leave it on the table and come back to it next month and give us all a chance to think about it, although I'm sure both council management and Kawinda would prefer some direction. Councillor Reinflesh.
Some of us new councillors aren't aware of what happened with Coonabarabran Golf Club.
Mr. General Manager, could you explain that a bit?
It's mentioned on page 33, Coonabarabran Golf Club, they put forward that they had done the work and sought some sort of refund or donation, in this case council donation. I can't remember the amount off the top of my head. I think it was somewhere around $2,500, $3,000, where council donated that sum of money to the golf club, but at the same time they had done the work.
Councillor Newton, did you want to say anything?
Are we at a point where we can make an amendment?
Yeah, you can still make an amendment, yes. Did you want to make one, or did you need some time to think?
No, I think we need this done tonight.
Okay, so are you putting forward an amendment, or what would you like to do?
I'd like to put forward that the outstanding bills are actual. That's what Kawinda owes.
So if you do that, you basically go back to the initial recommendation that council not accede. So you... Okay.
As per the recommendation, that council not accede to Kawinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges, but instead make a 50% upfront donation. Only on the liquid trade waste amount, and that the balance be paid over a 2-year period and not a 4-year period.
So Councillor Newton has suggested an amendment that council not accede to Kawinda Coonabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full. Instead, it might be easy to put a full stop there because it's going to get too bulky, Aaron. Then instead, council makes a 50% upfront donation. Instead, council makes a donation to Kawinda Coonabarabran equivalent to 50% of the total charges owing to council.
Can we just clarify that? On page 31, Mr. Deputy Mayor, there's a sum there which says non-compliant charge, compliant charge difference. So I'm assuming then you're saying of the 39,000, so 50% of that. So that would be $18,500.
Why don't you just specify a sum of money? It might be simpler.
$18,500?
Yes.
$19,500.
Half of the balance.
Do you want me to go down to the cents?
Rounded. Do you want to round it up or down or something? Just
19.5.
Leave it at 19.5.
Okay, so the motion is going to be, part one of the motion is council not accede to Kuinda Kinabarabran's request to waive liquid trade race charges in full. Part two of the motion, the council make a $19,500 upfront donation to Kuinda Kinabarabran towards their liquid trade waste. Make a donation to the council, make a $19,500 donation to Kuinda Kinabarabran effective immediately. Okay, just keep it simple. And that part three would then be, and you stop me if I'm getting this wrong, part three would be that Kuinda Kinabarabran repays.
Be provided with a interest-free payment plan for the liquid trade waste charges for up until 30th of June 2024.
That's it. Just on the full amount. Yep. I just wonder whether part three should actually become part two because it's more connected to part one, or maybe we just add it to part one. So not accede to Kuinda Kinabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full and that these charges be paid on an interest-free payment plan ending 30 June 2024. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Can I change it? Yes. Yeah, it's your amendment.
Rather than making the 19.5 up front, can we make that payment?
On completion of the works?
Works.
I think that would be better for businesses who may feel affronted by such a donation. Okay, so make a $19,500 donation towards Kawood and Kinabarabran upon completion of their liquid trade waste works.
Yes.
Liquid trade waste. Maybe a better word would be make a $19,500 donation towards Kuinda Kinabarabran upon compliance with liquid trade waste requirements. Does that make sense? Okay.
If I may say something which doesn't have to be added to the amendment.
Yes.
This is taking into consideration what Kuinda is in the Shire, the fault from both parties, and also the fact that they're in a situation where they don't have
as... That can come into the debate. Okay. We have an amendment by Councillor Newton that reads... The council not accede to Kuinda Kinabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges in full and the charges be paid on an interest-free payment plan until 30 June 2024 and council make a $19,500 donation to Kuinda Kinabarabran upon compliance with liquid trade waste requirements. That's been moved by Councillor Newton as an amendment. We need a seconder to the amendment. Councillor Todd. We can now debate whether we accept the amendment and then we'll go back and debate the amendment and vote on the amendment, on the new motion. Okay, all in favour of the amendment? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, that's 7 and 1 against, is that right, Councillor Kopke?
Yeah.
Okay, so 7 in favour, 1 against. So that means we now have a motion before council. That reads, once again, that council not accede to Kuinda Kinabarabran's request to waive the liquid trade waste charges and the charges be paid on an interest-free payment plan until 30 June 2024. And part two, should we put council, just to be clear, council, make a 19, no, that's right, make a $19,500 donation to Cooinda Coonabarabran upon compliance with liquid trade waste requirements. I put that to debate, and if anyone wants to amend again, any further comments or debate? Councillor Kopke.
My concern is still in relation to the amount. I think that the making the donation upon compliance of liquid trade waste is a great way of encouraging compliance. It certainly would encourage them to get that works done as soon as possible, but my issue is still with the amount. That amount still needs to come from somewhere. We're diving into our budget and taking it from someone else to pay for that.
Bacon, anyone else want to make comment? Ryan Flesh.
I think it is a lot, but I think it needs to say something other than completion of liquid trade waste, that they abide by the agreement before they get a donation.
And propose an amendment. Do you feel that compliance doesn't cover that, Councillor Lionflesh, or you feel like it needs to be stronger? Sorry?
Yes, I think so.
Needs to be stronger. How do you suggest we do it then?
Councillors, as far as I'm concerned, I think that's quite clear. The only thing I would look at is whether you put a time limit on it.
The way I read this is that the money, the donation doesn't occur until council's satisfied that compliance has occurred. I'm not reading more into that, but I stand to be corrected.
If it takes another 10 years to do the work.
Councillor Ogden.
So this is saying they're going to be compliant before 2024?
No. But if they're compliant tomorrow, we pay them tomorrow, is how I read it.
Yes.
Any other comments? Councillor Todd, are you commenting there or are you voting there? Okay. He's ready to vote. Okay, I put this motion to a vote. All in favour? One, two, three, four, five, six. All against? Two.
I'll record Councillors Kopke and Ryan Flesh.
Okay, so just before I call the Mayor back in, especially for the new councillors, we have 3 months to rescind, if anyone wants to rescind. With respect to the water, Zoe, Councillor Holcomb, I suggest that if you want to address the water issue, you do a rescission motion next month, because that'll be already 2 months, and propose an alternative motion. Thank you to all the councillors. This has been quite an exhaustive debate. Thank you to the General Manager for guiding the technicalities of this debate. And I'll hand back to the Mayor. Mr. Mayor, just so you know, the decision was made to not accede to the request, but upon compliance with the liquid trade waste, a donation will be made by Council to Cooinda. And Councillor Holcomb is foreshadowing a rescission motion with respect to the water and an alternative arrangement with respect to the water, but that'll come next time.
Thank you, councillors. Brings us then to item 13, if I'm not mistaken. Council's resolution report. Uh,
Can we get a mover and a second, please, councillors? Councillor Holcombe, Councillor Kopke. Any queries about resolutions, councillors? If not, I might just have one, which I'll discuss with the GM this morning. It's 161-2021. It was item 16, dealing with acquisition of Crown Road adjoining former Warrumbungle Quarry. And I just, Mr. General Manager, have you given us an update we're up to with that acquisition of the...
Acquisition is nearing completion. We've just got to basically pay the compensation, I suppose it's called. There's a little bit of debate over the exact amount of what that compensation is. It's only a few hundred dollars difference, but we're just still trying to clarify. That will be paid fairly soon. And then we'll get down to having a look at what we do with the properties going forward. Oral about what their interest may be. That will then become a commercial sort of in confidence discussion.
Well, thanks for the update there. Yeah, that was the next point, was about future there. So if we have some in confidence discussions, and then have a workshop with the councils about the proposed future of operations there, that would be good. If there's nothing further about resolutions, I'll just put that recommendation there. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 14 is the revotes and high value projects reports. I'm going to move in a second now. Councillor Kopke, Councillor Newton. Anything further on these items? I'll just put the recommendation there. Since they're being for noting, all those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 16 is the quarterly budget review statement, third quarter, ending 31st of March. I'm going to move in a second for this, please. Councillor Holcombe, Councillor Kopke. Anything you would like to add, Mr. General Manager, to what we've got here?
Only a couple of minor points. One minor point. Financial assistance grant has been paid. So you see there on page 40 that the operation grants and contributions are at 52% under the in comparison budget. We've since had a payment of financial assistance grant, so that's boosted it up to about 86%, so it's putting it quite close to being on track at this point in time.
And haven't, well, the previous government, they foreshadowed we're going to get a prepayment?
Yeah, might need a hand from Mr. Mason in relation to that one, if that's okay.
Mr. Mayor. There's a circular from the OLG back in April that says
any makes these years book. But anything else apart from that?
And from that point of view, councillors, for those who keep an eye on the books, we actually record in our financial statements that there's a reserve there should we have to pay the money back, or should they not continue to pay in advance, is probably a better way of putting it.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. Mason, Mr. General Manager. Yeah, I was getting on to the right page there. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Councillor Brady there.
Yep, he's there. Thanks, Councillor Brady. Unanimous. Our next item, item 16, deals with investments and term deposits for the month ending 31st of May. At the good old days with the deputy this morning. We get a move in a second and then we'll see if there's any questions. Councillor Newton, Councillor Holcomb, thanks for your help there. Councillors? The only comment there is for the flip side of us, those of us who've got loans, we're not looking for interest rates going up, but council with some money to invest won't do council books any harm. There's nothing further on that, councillors. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item, item 17, is a review of the 21-22 pool operations. We're in a second here. Councillor Ryan Flesh, Chairman Pool, and Councillor Newton. Very good report there by the Manager of Urban Services and Facilities. Very instructive. Any comments on this item, councillors? We've got several options to pick from. I think the workshops, a few thoughts from the chair, I think a workshop's the way to go. Had the issue last meeting, if you recall, about the cut price season tickets for aged pensioners, and then there was a bit of discussion about pool should be free, and I said, well, we're not doing that tonight because that's a whole, a report at a workshop about all of those options, and I think well advised to go with option three, but I'm happy to hear any other ideas. No? All right. Well, we've got three-part recommendation there dealing with that. So, Councillor Reinfeldt, sorry.
Can we look at some of these issues with the pool and include some of them in our next round of grants?
If council so wishes, yes. Yep.
I think that would flow very nicely from a workshop. Things would be highlighted. Well, that might, as they say, councillor, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. But we'll deal with what we've got on our plate at the minute, and I think this workshop idea has a lot of merit. So we've got a recommendation there that includes that. So if there's any further discussion on it, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Are you on? Oh, here we go. Yes, unanimous. So, our next item, Barrowdene Water Treatment Upgrade. Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Todd. Councillor Newton. Yeah, thanks, Councillor Todd. We've got that. Any thoughts or comments? Something that can't come soon enough with the condition of the existing plant and the imminent arrival of several hundred more people in the workers' camp at Barradeen. Needs attending to straight away. And I know our increases in water charges aren't overly popular, but this is the type of thing that it pays for. And mains upgrades, water treatment plants need to be done. Someone's got to pay for it. So it's good to see the project moving forward. I'll put the recommendation then, if there's no more on this item. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item, 19, deals with companion animal fees and charges for the coming financial year, 2022-23. Recommendation there. We get a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Todd. Councillor Todd. Councillor Holcomb. Any discussion on this, councillors?
Yes, the only thing wrong is...
Fair point, councillor, but we've got rangers to attend to that, and we've got companion animal fees and charges to... Anything else, councillors? Councillor Newton.
Sorry, I'm
going. All right, well, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Righto. Item 20, Inland Rail update. Report for the month of June. Councillor Todd, long-standing interest in this issue, so thank you for that. Councillor Newton. Good that Council's meeting regularly with Inland Rail. Remind councillors it'll be before the next Council meeting here. We'll have another meeting with the Inland Rail people. Myself and Councillor Rhinefleish, she doesn't know that yet, but she does now. We'll be having a meeting with them on Monday. So just to keep advancing our cooperation. Anything further, councillors? Quite a good report. Anything further? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 21, development applications. The housekeeping move in a seconder. Councillor Kopke. Councillor Newton. Right. Nothing jumping out at us there. I will put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Now, councillors, with your forbearance, instead of moving on to item 22, which is the item to close council, we might deal with item 23. The Mayoral Minute in regard to the Valley of the Winds farm. So I'll move that, if I could get a seconder. Councillor Newton. Thanks, Councillor. Yep. So, where have I got here? So, councillors, it was a bit time sensitive, this issue. So that's why it's a Mayoral Minute. We needed to have it dealt with this month so that we could lodge an objection on time. The objection doesn't mean that we're against the project, it just means that we want to be able to go to the Independent Planning Commission and have our say about traffic movements, road use, water use. We think that, council thinks, a better way to put it, council is of the opinion that a lot of the assumptions in the proposal are a bit on the light side and has the potential to cost council a bit of money in infrastructure damage. So if council sees fit to lodge an objection, well then that gets council to make a submission to the IPC, and more importantly, or just as importantly, it lets our ratepayers who might be affected, they can make a submission too. So it's a four-parter there, so we, you know, we lodge a submission, and then you can see the others there that we've, council's engaged a very good consultant to help us with all of this work. You know, point two deals with all of these proposed energy systems for going ahead with the wind farms and solar farms and then inland rail. Our planning staff are run off their feet and we've got big calls made on their time with these proposals, and we don't have the resources to do that properly. So the state government has a policy of having 80% renewable energy by 2030. I think they could see their way clear to helping us to help them to get that done by a substantial injection of funds into our council so that we could employ enough staff to help them get to where they want to go, because at the minute we don't have the manpower or lady power. So, any other questions about that? I think the other things there about seeking to work cooperatively with our neighbours at Midwestern and Dubbo Regional, Gilgandra even, that's a good thing too, that can only bring long-term benefits, not just about renewable energy, but we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time something comes up if we can get some help from our neighbours. But that cooperation could go further with other stuff in the future. So,
in my opinion...
Yes, Councillor?
In my opinion, this is going to be a hell of a thing.
Oh, definitely. You know, we've... No, Councillor, no, we're looking at, you know, probably 500 people at Barradine. This project here, I think they're talking 400 odd, something like that. There's another five projects queued up behind that one. So if we have 400 each at all of those, that's a big opportunity. But we need some more resources to make sure we take the most advantage of this opportunity and not cost us anything. So that's the thoughts behind the Mayoral Minute there, councillors. Any questions or comments? I'll put those recommendations to you. All those in favour? Councillor Todd, councillor's in. Councillor Brady's missing. Yeah. Everyone else is. Councillor Brady's in. Thank you, Cardi. Unanimously. Right, well, that takes us inevitably back to item 22, reports to be considered in closed council. So could I have some...
I'll move that on block, please.
Thank you, Deputy. Can we get a seconder for that? Councillor Holcomb was up first. So I'll put that. We deal with them on block. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Now we'll have a motion to move into closed council. Again, it's the Deputy. Councillor Copkey.
Just before you do, Mr. Mayor, just to go through the formalities, is the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their concerns as to why council should not go into closed council. There are no submissions, Mr. Mayor.
There are no submissions. There being no submissions, I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Right-ho. Item
22.1. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, councillors. Just to record the resolutions of closed council.
in relation to item 22.1, Human Resources Monthly Report, May 2022. The resolution was that the Organisation Development Monthly Report, they should read Human Resources Monthly Report for June 22, be noted for information. Item 22.2, Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of Council was that Council note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Project, and in relation to item 22.3, Support and Maintenance End User Support Agreement. The resolution was that Council enters into the Support and Maintenance End User Support Agreement 1 July 2022 to 30 June 23 with Tamworth Regional Council for the provision of information technology services. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Being no further business, we'll close the meeting. And thank you all for your attendance and your diligence and your contributions. I'm pleased to be able to work with you and get some stuff done around our shire. So safe travels to you, Councillor Todd. And I didn't get where you were, Councillor Brady, but you look after yourself and we'll see you back here next time. Good night.